the revival of kingdom power. Revival of kingdom power. And what happened when I was a Baptist boy, prior to a meeting, they had a week of prayer meeting. They prayed a week, and then they preached a week. And so I've been coming here every morning praying about it, sometimes spending 2 and 2.5 hours praying about this, and there need to be a revival of the kingdom power. You see that in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power. Is that the right voice? 1 Corinthians 4:20? Uh-huh. Not word only, but power. And that power is to revive or resurrect. In Romans 14, 17, you see we're not talking about a physical kingdom, but we're talking about a kingdom of righteousness. So power will rise that righteousness, your position back. Peace, power will bring that perfect peace, and then joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, what have happened, I want you to notice while you're praying, what have happened is the church has not understood that it is in a kingdom. And so they back and just say they're a church member. But that won't produce as much power as you recognizing that you are part of God's rule, his reign, his authority, and his sovereignty. He works that through you as his child. That's why I say that when it says over in Luke, the kingdom of God is within you, you see. And so as a church member, you will never function as a citizen of the kingdom. See, the kingdom is not in the church. The church is in the kingdom. And it all boils down to one thing, and we'll pray. It all boils down to one thing, the king, Jesus. The kingdom came in the king. And so the king live on the inside of you, but he want to function through you. And so there are some kingdom principles and kingdom things you have to understand and definitely understand that politics or politicians are not the highest power. And these rap singers and all that, it's not the high power. The high power is within us as the kingdom of God. If we get the kingdom of God functioning in us properly, actually, one of my Bibles in study, it says the kingdom of God is the pathway to miracles. Understand the kingdom of God is the pathway to miracles, signs, and wonders. The book of Acts opened teaching about the kingdom of God. It said 40 days. Subject matter was important. Now, Jesus, before he left, the first thing he did in Acts 1, you see, the 40 days he had left, he taught them things pertaining to the kingdom. When the book of Acts closed, it closed talking about the kingdom. So the kingdom is so important. I think along the line, down through the years, the church got away from the aspect of understanding the kingdom. And Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know, he told us, seek ye first the kingdom. Yeah, because that's where it really functions. That's the functioning of it. The Bible also talks about, and these are some of the things I preach about in camp meeting, in Hebrews 12, there's a kingdom that can't be moved. It's an immovable kingdom. It's just so powerful. But there are certain things you got to do to function in it. And so I think we need to relive it, revive it, relive it, restore it, and get it back into the hearts and mind of people to function in the strength of Christ. See, what a privilege to have the kingdom living on the inside of us. Now, some theologians say that scripture says Jesus was talking to the Pharisees in that text in Luke 17 when he said the kingdom of God don't look here or there, outside observation, it's an inner kingdom. Some say Jesus was saying, great theologians say Jesus was saying that I'm in your midst. But I believe in the law of double reference. He's in the midst of us as individual, as his church, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So this kingdom resides on the inside of me, but it has certain principles that it works by. And it's not a religious kingdom. It's a revelatory kingdom. God keep revealing himself. So I want to pray for that type of revival. I think there's going to be a tremendous meeting from the indication I've been getting from the Spirit. Each morning I'm praying about this. I'll preach a night meeting. I got those boys preaching in the day. I'm praying for them. But it's about the kingdom unleashing your potentials, the potential of the kingdom that is on inside of you. And so I think we'll come to great manifestation. So pray along that line, 1 Corinthians 4:20 and Romans 14:17. And then if you want to read other scripture about the kingdom, you know, you got Matthew 6:33. You got, Luke 17, I think it's 21, talks about the kingdom of God. And Matthew 6:33. Then you have Jesus in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then when he closing that prayer, he said, "Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." Now, when you talk about the kingdom, you're talking about the manifested power of God. And one of the ways God manifests his power, manifests his miracles, that the church must know she in a kingdom. We're not just a little group gathering together. We're gathering around a king. And so we have people from here from all over the world prophesied many years ago. They'd be from all over the world. To tell you a little bit, the officials in the Bahamas want us to come. Want me to preach and teach over there because it's stalemate over there. It's not moving, nothing moving. I made a visit to the Bahamas, and they found out that I'd made a visit. The man I made the visit to, they flooded him out. Said, "Where he is? You ain't told us he was here." And said, "Tell him come. We'll back him up." We see, we don't go for that backup stuff. And we don't go in the auditorium. We go in churches, so we'll find a church to go in. We'll pay all our way outside. We don't want no backup. I don't want no backup because it cuts your liberty.
That's right.
And see, I might have to cut some of them. They might be some of the problem the thing ain't moving, you know, according to what the Holy Spirit won't do, you see. That's why Paul kept his independence. And then he apologized to the church because the church missed a lot of blessings because they didn't support him. And he asked him to beg his pardon. He begged the pardon for it. But what we'll do is we'll start praying about this revival. You write down what you get and pray over it. God may give you some extra things to pray about. So let's just start by praising God. Anthony into his presence. Lord, we thank you for coming in your presence. You're such a good God. We know this is divine communication here that is a two-way speaking. We speak and you speak. We thank you as we look forward to the night service that it prepares for the service that is coming up. That you pull us together as a family. So we'll be strong when visitors come in. So I ask you to touch all of Word of Life, members and families and children and everyone, that they're recognized to participate and play their part in this great kingdom matter. As we pray tonight, we're praying about this service, but we're also praying about so the revival can begin tonight. Revival of kingdom power. You say the kingdom is not word only, not in word only, but in power. And so we thank you for manifestation and demonstration and creation that will take place in our midst. Go right ahead. Yalolo Bashata. Kotanani. Orobasekit. Look at those scriptures while you're praying. Read them out, then pray it. Pray it through. Sakata is a kingdom of power. Lord, we want to see your power. So to manifest in the believer, manifest in the sanctuary. It says once, it's spoken twice, that power belongs unto you. That's what the psalmist said. We pray about this camp meeting, the speakers, and all the people who travel and to come, First of all, we pray for the headquarters that all the Word of Life members understand their obligation. Shout out Abba Kasata of this work you're doing. Kanzidi Bro Baba Sata Kushiti Koroba Sata. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in manifestation. Uro Baba Sata. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We're looking for all three of them. Shata Koroda Sai. Your manifested presence. Woo! Hatokorana. Rani Hurusa. Who said, glory to God. Shekotalana basata ta kasata. Manifest your power. Resukuta in each man, each woman. Shakasa kura sa ta ta ta. Koroba baba sa ka sukuta. Thank you, Lord. Shakata ta. Let the kingdom arise on the inside of us. Let the king arise. Oh, my goodness. Shatano rokosha. Rise, king, rise. Guru Baba, rise, King, rise. Rise, King Jesus, rise. Guru Satake Shiti. Guru Basatake Sitiriti. Guru Basatataraku Kuku. Guru Ku Siti Dika Taraku Shiti. Andele Sakasuruku Ra Eko Rubasata. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Arakasa Kasaraku Siti Kisiti. Akasa Kosuku Siti. Revival. Kingdom. Power. Righteousness. Peace. Joy. Atalasata lo kohosa. O rabasata. Yalalabashata la kasata. O rababasako shukota la taki sikiti. Teleleboru baba 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 basata. 1 Corinthians 4:20, if you just got here. Romans 14:17. And then you have, that is, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Shakotoro koshiti, soro koshiti, tikasu koshihi, uraba basaka shetu koshiti, araba babakasu koshiti, tika no sia, uraba bahiskuna, yondele bro bahasukoshike, buruba. Thank you, Lord. Now, thank you for a revival of kingdom power. Etoro sata, kosha, in Jesus' name. In this meeting tonight, it can begin tonight. As we study your word, let it begin and go right on in the camp meeting. Shakata, let a camp meeting spirit be in here tonight. We receive, Lord, Shakata, in the name that is above every name. Shororo basata. Kokasata na kasa kishiti. Urubakasa te kasha. But in power, jididi bro sakashata. Uru baba sata ta kushiti. Uru baba saka satoko. 1 Corinthians 4:20, Romans 14:17. The revival of kingdom power. Should it begin tonight? Roba sata. Only in the camp meeting. Shata la koshu. So you press it every day about this. Araba soko shititi. Uru baba baba satoko shititi. Ora baba basu koshi tete koso kosha. Ora baba saki sisi. Ora basu kisi ketro mama. Ora baba su koshi kete tete. Ora sata saka sata. Ora baba sata la koshi tete. Dei he su kotere tete kosa la rarate. Ora saki tete mo ra baba sata tete. Thank you, Lord. De la sa ya yohu kosa ta la koshi. Ekete bro sa ta 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 ta. Oro baba sa te de kea. Oro la si ke te de te te de de de. Oro baba sa ta ka sa ta koronana. Nere bro sa ta de kea. Thank you, Lord. Oro baba si ke he. Hallelujah. Sha ta ke de te ka ra ta ta. koro baba hek atara ka sa ta 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 oro shi kiti li mongle koro ba sa ta 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 ara ta 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 ko shi ti ti ara ta ti gezo ko zirge ko zirge shi ka shi ko shi ti 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 ko sa oro ba 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 sa ta ro ko shi oro ba 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 ara ba bo shu ko na ra sa Diri te karasu ko tiri brasa ta 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 ta. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ramasha ta ta ta. Diri si diri kasa ko si diri te kata. Yo ta si kiri bro manes kanana. Araraba hausu kuya. Thank you, Lord. Robaba, thank you. The kingdom power is revived in the church. Today, shakata ro ko si. Thank you. And the Lord Jesus, and have your way. And then I go to Kishir Koshiri. Ora ba 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 ser. Ora ba 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 sa ta koshiri. Ara kasa koshiri. Te 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 te. Ora ba 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 sa ta 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 ta. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Shata korora basa koshi. Arasa kasa koro ba basa ta 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 ta. Oro ba basa kosururi. Darasa ta. Atara kasa koshi ti. Oro ba basa ta ta ta. Ora ba ba basa. Listen, this will help you pray. Let's get your Bible. Notice in Matthew chapter 3. John came preaching, said the first voice, in the wilderness, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is synonymous. You have some difference, but it's just both working. Then, in the fourth chapter and the 17th verse, you see Jesus. That's what his message was. For Jesus, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. See? Both times, he talked, John preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preached that the kingdom of God is in you. And so it's a kingdom aspect I believe we have missed. I know you hear me say this quite often, but I think apostolically it would be brought back to produce more power in you. And we just got to feed on it. You feed on it and the power get into you. And so what you who got here a little, after I started talking earlier, but we're praying about a revival of kingdom power. The revival of kingdom power. The power is there, but it has to be revived in the church. So the old school wasn't completely wrong. They had evangelism and revival, but the revival is important for God's people, like the Valley of Dry Bones. That the church come back alive to doing miracle in commonplace. In other words, miracles don't excite you so much that you get unglued because your expectation. All right? Now, three things I got about prayer this morning to give you. When I was training some young people this morning, about prayer, you have to have what you call expectation. The second thing you want to have is a visitation. And anytime you get a visitation, God always make a presentation. He never come empty-handed. But if you don't, you got to start it. It's on your end. It's not on God's end. When you're praying, you got to have the expectation. You got to expect God to do something out of the ordinary. And then God will present himself to provide that for you. And then he'll make a presentation to you. Just like prayer should get P-R-E-S-E-N-T, presence. Gifts from God. I mean, what you praying for? In other words, when he come, God never come empty-handed. And, you know, in James 1:23, if a good gift, maybe a perfect gift. So I'm expecting some extraordinary things to happen in this revival. So there's a resistance to revival because power began to rise in believers. Believers began to talk in authority. Walk in authority. act in authority. You see what I'm saying? That authority is in that kingdom setting. And so y'all keep looking at that verse, 1 Corinthians 4:20, that power is available to us. And when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Ghost to make sure the kingdom had power. See, kingdom, there's no kingdom without power. And so you as an individual being the kingdom in you, and you in the kingdom, you should be power escalating every day. You shouldn't be in the same spot tomorrow. You ought to be in a deeper potential of spiritual thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy life in the spirit unless you're moving in the spirit. Now, you can get in a ritual and miss the kingdom. You know what I mean? You don't miss what's going on. You miss what's going on hot. There's always something hot going on in the kingdom. Did you understand my language?
Yes, sir.
There's always something. There's always something going on with a thrill in the kingdom. So if your life get dull, start asking the Lord, what's happening here?
Yes, sir.
See, you got to keep the juice moving. You know, you see people who get up in age a little bit, and you see them stand up talking before they move, they're letting the juice flow. I always wonder why they stood up talking. I finally found out. When you stand up, you got to let the juice flow a little bit, then you can flow better. So we need that power flowing, all right? Let's keep praying. Partners, join us by internet. Y'all can go and join in with prayer. Until so Koshi, if you got it on, is it on already? Shaka, is it on, Junior? Shout to the internet on. Kasikete takarasa. Korobasa takosite. Robasa, may kingdom power. Rababa, invade Daro. Shakata talokosite. Robababasa takata. We call on some angels of power to invade us in the path of miracle. Thank you for the path of miracle. Robasa, thank you. Miracles are happening. Shout out of ordinary things. Zuru Robasikitidi Roba Baba. May we enforce our righteousness. Jididi Kasa. Teach us to enforce the righteousness of the kingdom, the peace of the kingdom, the joy of the kingdom. Shataro Koshititi. The glory of the kingdom. Invade Daru. All subdivision, all business be invaded with the glory of God. Zuru Koshata. Take the whole city. Korobasa. Take Hirivia, Daru. Take all convent, take them. Shout out Gonzalez, take them. Shatatata. Invade this place. Invade Louisiana. Woo, glory. Hasa with kingdom power. Jididi ka soko shiki. Rabasa. We trust the Holy Ghost to help us. Andere ka soko shiki tene bosa. We trust the Holy Ghost to help us. Orobasa taka. We trust the Holy Ghost to help us. Rabasa ta. We trust you, Holy Ghost, to help us. In the name of Jesus, we see it. May the power flow. May people get healed and delivered, saved, changed. Touch. Let the glory hit the street. Hit Highway 22. Aha. Those who pass by, let the glory hit the car. Housing, home. Individuals who are not saved. Shakata Rabasaya. Rababa Kosata Raka. Rababa Kasiki to the Kosikiki. Andela Kasa Kasa Kasata. Arakasa Kasa Kokukisi. Rabasha Katata. Rababa Papa 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 Papa. Atara Kasa Tata. Let me tell you something. You're going to write this down. You're going to write this down. It's going to change your life. What I'm about to tell you now. I was listening to my buddy preach. He called me to go to lunch with him. We're going to meet somewhere. We're going to fly in the air and meet somewhere at Creflo. And I was concerned that him and I both be on track about grades. Because you can't talk about grades without faith. Both of us got off track a while. Talking about grades without faith, we didn't know. God brought me back, and then I was praying for him. And I talked with him a few times, and we got it now. But This is going to be so powerful for your life from now on. Grace makes. Prayer awakes. Faith takes. You see how the three correlate? Huh? See, grace made everything for you. Ephesians 1:3. It's already made through the cross of Christ. Grace made everything. Everything already there. That's why all the promises of God are yea and amen. They're already made. They're there for you. But there's a claiming factor, an understanding factor, a power factor you got to understand. But everything the Bible promised for you is already made. Grace made it. Now, what we're doing now in prayer, every time we come to prayer, we're awakening what is already out. We're even awakening our faith to take it. when God said, command ye me, it's not really commanding him, it's commanding what he already have deposited for you. He's telling you, you own it. Act like you own it. And so you understand that those three things should change your life. Change your prayer life. All your prayer doing is awakening what God, grace has already made. Can you see that? I don't know how you can ill function from this day. If it's already there, grace already have done it. And the spirit world of spirituality in your life, when you're praying like this, you're awakening what God has already done. Then your faith take it. But I found out in pondering the spirit, you can't take it if it's not awakened. In you. It's rightfully mine. Well, you can put up a fight when you find out something rightfully yours, right? Well, the Holy Ghost awakened the fact that nothing too hard for God, so it's yours. You can have it. Take it. I already made it for you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So everything already made. Say it. Any kind of blessing, any kind of flow I need to walk in, anytime, it's already made. It's already done. It's already done. And so now what we do in prayer, that's why I tell people, I encourage people to pray. Because prayer is not awakening God. He never sleeps. Prayer is awakening you to flow in a direction that God wants you to go. Because you're not going to go down there. It looks dark. Some place that God tell you to go, you're not going unless you turn the light on. You know, we don't like darkness, you know. And so things are dark until you pray. All right, let's pray. Grace make, prayers awake, faith take. That's powerful, isn't it? My God. Where can you go with that? Lord, I thank you. You've already made this meeting tonight, and you already made camp meeting. Ha! It's already done. And we're awakening right now. And we're going to take some things in Jesus' name. Expectation, visitation, and presentation. Oh my. Move among us tonight, Lord. Start the revival. Light the fire in us. The revival for this camp meeting. Let us be the kindling for it. Shakasata. Start the fire. Glory to God. I shot that out of my casa. Holy Spirit, help us. Isakata. Rababa, you the power of the kingdom. JTK, JTT. Present yourself. Shakasata. Oh. Present yourself. Provide for yourself. Andele sako shede de te. Ora basa toko shete. Romara. Konze de de te. It's already done. Shall we? We awaken in us. Wake thou that sleepest. and arise, that the Lord can give you light. You know what the awakening is? I just got it. The awakening is the aspect, you're not awakening in what he had provided. You're awakening the light so you can see it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And what that would do is roll over in your faith now.
Thank you, Lord.
Is enlightenment, illumination, empowerment in prayer time.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of things you're not going to ever see unless you pray.
Glory to God.
And once you see it, and a lot of time you don't only see it, when you're praying like this, he says it.
Glory to God.
That's why you need to keep a pad close by, because he go to talking. I was training them young children today. He go to talking, you got to write it down because he's giving you direction. But I just was praying this night. I said, prayer awake. He says, is it awakening you to see what I have already done for you? No matter what your situation is saying. Your situation is not your God. I'm your God. Don't you let your situation become your God. Telling you what you can do and what you can't do and how far you behind or whatever. Don't pay that no mind.
Right.
You pray to it awaken, you see the enlightenment. God said, there it is right there.
Glory to God.
And you're healing right there.
Glory to God.
See, you got it?
Yes, sir.
And so what we're doing is this Bible training tonight, we're awakening it now. We're awakening the camp meeting. People who come, they'll be touched by our awakening. A revival. A restoration. See. Come on, let's pray these last few minutes. Oh my, Kusha. Oh my. I receive, Lord. We receive your presence, your purpose, your plan. Let it be done in this house tonight. We receive, we will obey you. Shata, every direction you give us. Woo! Open our eyes. There may be see great and mighty things. We seek you. I'm not seeking nothing else but you. I don't want nothing but you. You to manifest in this house. Change people alive tonight. Change minister. Change ministry. Oh my goodness. Change men and women. Change marriages. Woo, my. Change children. Grandchildren. Kasa, kashata. Change family. Glory to God. Kasata. Let the power rise in every family, every home that's represented here tonight. Every home that's represented in this church. Let the power rise in their home. Say, kata, peace and the joy. Shake unspeakable. Full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. Woo. Full of glory, shaka. Full of glory, shaka sa ta ta. Rabba sa ta 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 koshi ti. Rabba ba sa ta ro koshi. Erere bo sa ta. Rabba sa ta ra ta. Ete ka ta la ka sa ta ta. Uro sa ta 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 ta. Re ka ta ro koshi ki bro sa ta ra ta. Rabba sa ta koshi ti ti. Ora ba sa ta 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 koshi de. Ora ba sa ta 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 ta. Andera sa ta ta koshi de di. Roba ba ba sa ta. Roshi ke te koso karata. Ora ba sa ta koshi de. Dele bo sa ta 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 ta. Ora ba sa ta 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 ta. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shatalo bo koshi de di. Roba Kosiri Kishiri Araba Satara Kasa Kosiri Didi Raba Baba Satata Kasha Tara Kosiri Andresa Kosiri Kasa Kitano Basa Hiskana. Oh my, oh my, Talala Basha. Thank you, thank you, under thank you, Shata, thank you, show me, thank you, thank you. I believe it's done. Chaka to Robasi. Roba Baba Satata. Koshe ke te te, Touch the saints' heart. Awaken us to the glory and to the power, to the joy, to the peace and that are in the kingdom. Let the kingdom arise and every portion under the sound. Let the kingdom arise. Thine is the kingdom. Power and glory. Let it arise in Daru. And Tata in Louisiana, Shakata in this state, Koshiata, we arise, Rababa, with truth, that are truth about the kingdom. Shataka Satokuka, glory to the King, Rabasaka Sata, glory to the King, Jesus, and glory be unto you, Andela Sata. We invite your presence, Andele Basata, Mekata Lamohuya, Komare Sukudere. Vura bashaka andere ko se tese kanzo ko na dere brosa je kan tengro na zugude verereno shokanara chaparan karabara komanara shafara hu basa kosa yaho ka yaho yaho ya ho se ra basha ya ya ho basa ka cha yo shango re me ho ya kan se te bro basa bro basa ya ho basa ya so ko shi open, open, open. Andarasa kasata. May the heaven open over this place. May the heaven open over this place. May the heaven open over this place. Ara, may the heaven open over this place. Korasa, open the heaven. We open the heaven. Rosa ta 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 ta. We awake the giant that live in us. Kande sakata. Koraba, peace. Robabasata, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I'm full of joy. And I'm full of joy. I'm full of joy. Shakata ta 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 ta. Kasato koshiti. I receive that joy. Kanzerere ta kasato koshiti. Ura ba 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 sa ta ta ta. A ta 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 ta. Koshiti. Ura ba 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 sa ta 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 ta. Ura ba 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 sa ta. Ura ba 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 sa to koshi. Ura ba 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 sa ta. Adam gave three more words. Releasing. God always releasing. Releasing, receiving, and retaining. See, in a prayer like this, God always releases something. You got to receive it. I can come if there's not a receiver. See, it always has to be a receiver. Remember, you are a receiver. God is a releaser. Uh-huh. And what he released and you receive, you got to retain it. You got to, in other words, it's the same word as maintain it. The same word is hold on to it. Don't let no situation or no person talk you out of it. Yes, sir. See, that's why you need to have a diary. You go back and reread it in the file, come back out of it. Power will come back. See, if you just blank, you don't know what happened, and you're not going to know when it comes. See, he's a releaser. Remember, God is a releaser. He's always a releaser. He's ready right now. Release anything you're asking for, and you got to receive it. How you receive? You receive by believing. You receive by faith. And then you have to keep your spiritual activity moving to retain it. By praise and worship and thanksgiving for what God has done. Now, listen to me. Look at me. When the message comes, that's the manifestation. See, you might not have the materialization, but when the message comes, that's the manifestation right there. And you just praise God right in that. See, so you have gotten more answers than you think you've gotten. See, we look for the physical. That's not the answer. The answer is the manifestation. When God manifests himself, he wants you to rejoice like you got it already, because you do have it in him. Then he'll manifest it. So a lot of time you've been praying for something you already got. When you train yourself, you get a witness in your spirit,
uh-huh.
it's done.
It's done.
Then you go to rejoicing. And what you do tomorrow, if you're not there? Rejoice some more. Say, I believe I received yesterday. Thank you for it. How long do it? Do it 4 months if necessary. You might be putting something else with it. Now listen to me. Listen to me. We got over in the spirit. Listen to me. Everything God do for you is tailor made. With your name on it. Nobody else can claim it. That's why I'm all right about people praying for me. Thank God, but I'm going to pray for myself. See? Some of y'all right here got the answer what you've been praying about for months. You already got it. God manifested his word to you and showed you a scripture, and that scripture was a rhema. See? And when you got that scripture, that's your answer. Just rejoice. Thank you, Lord. I got my answer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I ain't praying about that no more. I got my answer. Thank you, Lord. You see? And you just stay pointed at that answer. Read that scripture. That's my answer right there. Manifestation. Got to follow that. Let's lift our hand. We got a couple more minutes. And you, oh, thank you, Lord. You heard us pray. As the kingdom revival breaking out in camp meeting around the world. It start tonight. Yeah, let the kingdom, a revival of kingdom power. Thank you for it in our lives personally, in our lives as a church. Woo, glory. Thank you. Things gonna be more easier. Thank you, Lord. Release it, we'll receive it. Thank you. We praise you, glorify you, magnify you. Show total about. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. I can't hear you. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord. We have prayed, you have heard us. Chatakasa. We'll see great and mighty things. Chatoko Shete. Thank you for it. We receive it tonight. Jiakasata in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Glory to God. I can't hear you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Good God Almighty. One of my little daughters in the gospel, I walk in this morning. I said, how long did you pray? She said, 5 minutes. I say, all right, next question is, when you prayed, what did he say? See, you haven't prayed till he say. Prayer is a two-way conversation.
That's right.
Yeah,
see?
That's right. See? Think about God. God talks to me every day. Just talk. Just tell me, Leroy. What's the big deal? I'm afraid of people who God ain't talking to. but I said this to her, and I think it'd be a lesson to all of us. I said if LeBron James was talking to you, he walking here right now. How long you talk to him? Think about it. Even if you're not a basketball fan, but just the film that around him, you keep talking. One thing you talk to him, you think he might give you something. Keep talking to God, he might give you something. Amen. God bless you.